Dear friends in Christ, hear once more these words from our gospel reading today that will be the focus for today. We hear of the story of Jesus performing this miracle of him and Peter walking on water, but first, something that we easily gloss over. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Today, we are talking about just that, our prayer life, our spiritual health, and always being ready when life changes. Last week, if you joined us, we began this focus on our mind, body, and spirit by looking at our mental health. And it was kind of hidden in a big picture. We had all these large things going on. We have this big miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000. But we forget about the fact that Jesus went by himself. He retreated, withdrew to mourn the death of his friend John the Baptist. And it was important for him to with his own mental well-being. Today, we might have missed it, where we focus on this great spectacle, this miracle of Jesus walking on water. And yet, Jesus does the same thing. After all the busyness is going around, Jesus goes by himself on a mountain to pray. And that's a reminder for us today. There's always things begging for our attention. There's big moments in life that kind of take us from one big moment to another, especially this year. Right? There's been big things going on. It seems like every week there's something new going on. If it wasn't the beginning of this year with death of a celebrity, Kobe Bryant, then it was the impeachment of our president. If it wasn't the impeachment of the president, then it was the pandemic of coronavirus. Then it was the quarantine where people were shut in for almost 3 months at home. And then if it wasn't that, then it was mask wearing. Then if it wasn't that, it's the political games of Democrats and Republicans. If it wasn't that, maybe it's the uncertainty of going back to school. And all these big moments of life, they distract us from what's going on in between, the little transitions of life where you and I live. So today, let's focus not so much on this miracle, but what happened right before it. In between Jesus feeding thousands of people with just a little bit of food, teaching his disciples what that means for their lives, and before he sets aside teaching Peter and his disciples about their faith, looking to him, Jesus sets time aside for himself to pray, to establish a right relationship once more between him and our Heavenly Father. How is that going for you? When is the last time that you prayed? Now, you can't say, okay, Pastor, we prayed at the beginning of church service. Don't count that. Whoop. When was the last time you prayed? Maybe it was this morning when you had breakfast. We sang we prayed this familiar prayer, come Lord Jesus, be our guest. Maybe done that. Or bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive from your bounty. Maybe it was last night. Maybe you got tucked into bed. You prayed that familiar prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. No? Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a long time ago. Maybe it was for a friend or a family member that was sick. Or maybe it was for yourself, wondering what it's like to go back to school. Or maybe it was maybe for selfish reasons. Lord, I hope this sports comes back so I have something to watch. But think about it. When was the last time you prayed? You sat down, devoted some time for just you and God. How about this? When was the last time you opened your Bible? And not just maybe looking up a proof text to bully somebody on Facebook or online to prove that you're a Christian, that you know more. When was the last time you opened a Bible and sat down and read a chapter? Or maybe you connected the dots between something you read in the New Testament to an earlier promise that God had in the Old Testament. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had somebody asking me that, I would be a little convicted. There's been times where it feels like maybe I haven't been as close to God as I should be. And in fact, that's what happened to me earlier this week. I came across this article about Americans' Bible engagement dramatically declining amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Americans' Bible engagement dramatically declining. Now, this kind of got my attention because if you remember way back in 2001 with the 9/11 tragedies, it seemed like people used that event to get closer with God. Everybody was coming back to church. It was a spiritual revival in some ways. It didn't last long, but there were people that were hoping that would happen this year. This article goes on to say that the coronavirus pandemic has affected American Bible engagement, with the number of U.S. adults who read Scripture declining drastically amid the outbreak, a recent study found. According to the State of the Bible 2020 report released by the Barna Group and the American Bible Society, U.S. adults polled who say they read the Bible daily dropped from 14% of all Americans to less than 9% from 2019 to the beginning of 2020. The study, which looked at over 2,000 responses from January to June, found that the proportion of Americans who read their Bible daily is the lowest polled number on record. Additionally, those who considered to be just scripturally engaged, meaning that they just opened a Bible every now and then, dropped from 28 to 22% between January and June. Just months after quarantine, when churches closed and limited relational activity happened. How does that make you feel? It's kind of another one of those negative things we hear about in the news. Maybe you know something otherwise. Maybe you were actually one of the people that were scripturally engaged. Regardless of where you sit on this, it's a reminder of anything. It's a reminder for all of us. We have to keep on exercising our faith. Just like you might have always to exercise for a sporting event or keep on practicing playing a musical instrument, or if you really want to be good at golf, you got to keep on going to that golf course every week, otherwise you're going to be pretty bad like me. But to be scripturally competent, it means we got to keep on practicing. Continue growing in our prayer life so that we don't continue praying like we were when we were a child. To continue engaging in Scripture, not just by reading it, but diving into it, trying to wrestle with what it's telling you, and going page to page and meditating on it. That's a reminder that we have today, that we have this part of ourselves that needs to stay healthy too. We might try to put a mask on our face to stay healthy physically, but we need to put a Bible in front of our eyes to stay healthy spiritually. We need to have God's word in our ears to be ready for what life hands us. And that's what actually the positive out of this poll that said something actually really positive. Those that said that they were churched in this poll, or those that have attended a Christian service either in person or online the past 6 months, said that they were more likely to be engaged. This study supports the idea that the church plays a significant role in benefiting people's well-being. To increase scripture engagement, we must increase relational connections with one another through the church. This pandemic and this survey have shown that when relational church engagement goes up, so does scripture engagement. Now, what does that mean? It means that maybe tuning into a service online, maybe remembering to pray for a person in your church family, maybe it's gathering for a Bible study with a friend, or maybe some of your kids at home. Maybe it's calling up a friend or leaving a baked good on their doorstep for them to enjoy, or maybe bringing in some fresh-grown vegetables that you made in your garden to share. When you do that, you're establishing a relationship that makes the church grow. It contributes to our spiritual life, all those things. And that's the positive, that you are doing that. Regardless of where you are in your walk with God, with your prayer life, with your scriptural engagement, you have an opportunity to always establish relationships with people. That's the church. Not just watching a screen or coming to sit into a pew, but you are the church when you establish relationships, when you talk with one another, when you share time with one another. And when we do that, we are being like Peter. We're keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. And that's what keeps us from sinking. When you go beyond simply reading your Bible and you take the time to meditate on God's truth, we begin to even think like God. And then when that happens, our life will change for the better. So how often do you set aside time to meditate with God's word? Think about that. As you meditate on God's word, you develop a mindset that enables you to rise above fears. So, if you are desperately seeking a relationship, if you're desperately trying to fill a void within your heart and your life, remember that this is an opportunity to get right with God. Not just go through a Portals of Prayer devotional book, but wrestle with Scripture. Talk with one another about things. Pray with your family. And when you do that, you are being like Peter. You're getting out of the boat. If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. If you want to grow stronger in faith, if you want your family and your children to grow up to be fine young men and women, you have to get out of the boat. But as we get out of the boat, as we get out into our world, we have to remember to keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the one thing that's not going amok. He is the one that's still in control. And when we do that, we are ready to go out and maybe tap into a relationship with somebody else. There's somebody else out there in your life right now that needs you, maybe just simply for a prayer. So pray with them. When you say, "I'll pray for you," actually pray with people. Sit down, stand, whatever you want to do, but speak words of prayer out loud. So let's do that right here, right now, today. As we end today, to be scripturally engaged once more, but to be prayerfully engaged with our Lord. We pray. Heavenly Father, help me to not simply read your word, but meditate it on it and digest it in my life, so that I am ready to have a relationship with you and with the people in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.